the Ping. This is episode 205. That is 205 episodes of the two of us, two of some of us, bringing you the stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. Now,
another week of random co-hosting.
Just so we're not going to freak out here in the comments, Rick is on his way back.
Allegedly.
He got held up in customs a little bit. He apparently was trying to migrate some of those mountain goats into the States.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's frowned upon.
Something about agriculture and
So once he gets through, we'll get him back. We'll get him back in the 206 for episode 206.
That was pretty good.
Maybe. We'll okay. All right. See how that goes. comments from last week. We asked you, what hardware are you looking forward to? New gear, something coming out soon? I want to kind of pause here.
Oh, stop showing off already.
I got a new icon. Loaded up with phone 8.1. Yeah. I'm loving it. Yeah.
So which nice. Windows Phone 8.1 to the developer world.
The developer preview.
Is live.
Which I've had a lot of people ask me. Okay. If it's your only phone and you really dedicated to it and you need it, I mean, you're not a developer, you don't need to jump on it right now. If you are a dev and you kind of are okay with, it's the final bits, I believe, as they say, but there's the stuff that carries put on and things.
Yeah.
If you're doing dev work, put it on, it's fine. I've had no troubles with it. But if you're a regular consumer, you can hold off for a little bit. I think it's another month or two before it comes out. Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Do we have a date?
I don't have a date. Yeah, I don't know. Soon. Coming soon to a phone near you.
Otherwear and hardware, a question about Win 8 touchscreen monitors.
Yeah, so in reading this question, I actually kind of did a cursory search.
Yeah.
And there are monitors that have bezels, but will still work with Windows 8.1.
Yeah.
The fact that the bezel's a little bit further out than the
traditional
end of the monitor. There's not really any monitors, touchscreen monitors that are branded or designed for
Windows 8. Yeah, I don't think there are like Windows 8 touchscreens, in quotes.
Right.
I know we've had some at our instructor labs and hands-on mm-hmm. labs at TechEd that don't have bezels, so they're out there. I just don't know offhand what brand they are. We can probably do a little more research.
I actually have one in my desk. Yeah. It is one of the bezeled ones, so that obviously sometimes throws for a loop.
Yep.
But I honestly don't use the touch on my desktop. I mean, on my tablet, on my laptop,
all day long,
right?
In fact, on non-touch laptops, that throws me off the most.
Yeah.
And not being able to scroll, not being able to just switch quick, that's a pain.
Yeah. Do you have a touchscreen on your desktop?
I opted to get a new touch laptop.
Yep.
When they gave us all opportunities to get some new hardware, I opted for this guy mm-hmm. instead of a touch desktop. I have three monitors, unless they were going to shell out enough for three of them. It would have been a little awkward to only have one of them touch. So
yeah.
I went with the touch mobile devices.
Yep.
So my phone, my Surface, and my Carbon.
Fair enough. Yeah. So out there, just have a look. You have to do some reading through some of the comments around and reviews and such, and that's where you can find all the information.
There was a little retro love talking about I believe Jason said the last console he owned was the original Xbox. Took me back a little bit. I didn't play, that was back in my poor days. So
yep.
I was a college student when the Xbox came out. The original Xbox.
Yes.
So it was back in the time where I'd buy a game and just play it nonstop, right? Like nowadays I buy all the games and have no time to play it.
Right.
Back then I played Fusion Frenzy, the original Halo, mm-hmm. and I can't remember, there was something else on there that I played, Fable, I think, the original Fable.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three, but Fusion Frenzy, back in the dorms, everyone over, we had leaderboards on our whiteboard set up. Me and my roommate could beat pretty much anyone else at Twisted System, which, if you remember that game, was
yeah,
a lot of
absolutely,
fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, so a little bit of throwback there in the original Xbox days. And then you mentioned, I've got to bring this up. So there were some comments about the Lenovo 11E and whether or not it goes flat. Now, it was pretty funny because John actually says, so the Lenovo 11E will not go flat. If it's for students, it will. It may be closed, but it will go flat. Right? And anybody who knows Rick closes things very well. My bad in this, in the article, was not, original article that I read was not very clear. I went back and watched some other videos and stuff. There's actually multiple models,
right.
Multiple models instead of the two. There's actually four.
Oh.
But one's a standard clamshell, That's got a little bit more room to move in. And then the other one is the yoga version, which does go flat.
So you don't have to worry about closing. Get, that's basically their brand of saying completely flip over.
Yes.
Whether it's the Yoga, Yoga Pro, or now it's 11E Yoga.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And those Yoga Pro 2s, the ThinkPad versions?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Absolutely.
I got to see one of those over at Build, played around with it for a little while, and they're orange. So, which didn't make me biased at all.
None. No bias whatsoever. Yeah, so there's the correction for all you folks out there.
One last one. IRB brought up NFL Fever.
Oh.
I don't know if I owned it ever, but I remember having the demo, which lets you play like a half or mm-hmm. something. And I have almost exclusively been a console sports game player.
Yeah.
That's the only one I played on the PC was NFL Fever, and yeah. I played it nonstop. That was a lot of fun. I forgot. Yeah, and he says, I believe EA doesn't have any exclusive game rights.
Yeah, to the
that.
NFL.
I don't know how long that is, but yeah. I'd love to see, you know, more
yeah, yeah,
it.
And I'm one of these, you know, I'll play even like the arcade style
like
NFL games, like
yeah.
Blitz, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many quarters I waste on. Mm-hmm. Am I dating myself by saying I actually fed quarters into a machine to play these games? Anyway, yes, some of my favorites.
Only because you said like individual quarters. Now it's like 75 cents or dollars.
Yes, sure. Exactly.
Not that I've been to an arcade in a while, but I'd imagine. All right, let's start the show. 2 weeks ago, we said goodbye to our good friend, Windows XP. No longer supported after a very long and very healthy run.
Yes.
One of our favorite, probably most successful products.
Absolutely.
So sad to see it go. Move on to the future.
End of life, yes.
But for those of you still with a little bit of XP nostalgia, we have a couple of nice end of life things that came out around that April 8th date. The first one is Escape from XP.
Dun dun dun.
Which is a little game that we both had a ton of fun with. It's
yeah.
kind of a Contra style.
Yeah.
Side scroller, you can shoot in any direction, enemies popping out.
Sure.
All in your browser.
Yep, keyboard.
And I don't know if you could actually escape.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Because I got overwhelmed. I don't know about you.
But my favorite, I think the reason I got overwhelmed actually is because of Evil Clippy. So there's a really angry looking Clippy.
In the background, it kind of broods over you.
Exactly, and he kind of comes along, he shoots red lightning streaks kind of down the background. I don't know, I just started laughing at that. Maybe.
There was a couple little kind of nods to old XP stuff in there.
Yeah. IE6 logos.
Yes.
That you get to attack. Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff
very well
in
done.
There. Cute little time waster. Fun if you want to play around for a few minutes. The other thing we have is a quick little 9-minute video about the story behind the original wallpaper. So if you remember, it's that lush green field
sure.
over the like fake blue sky with those those little cotton ball clouds in
yep.
there. Turns out it wasn't photoshopped at all. That's an actual shot. They don't disclose the location. They say it's like somewhere north of San Francisco, I think, in there. Like, it's this old field
location.
Somewhere. But it's an interview with the photographer.
Yeah.
He goes and shows you kind of the route he drove, and you know, he knew the area, he knew that there was good lighting, if there was good lighting that day, that there would be a chance for a good shot, so he's had his gear with him. Talks about how he had to actually physically bring the photo to Microsoft because no carrier wanted to take it we wanted to buy it and post it everywhere. And
yeah.
I don't think we told him exactly what it was going to be used for
yeah.
until millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people have seen his photo. I mean, like, that's got to be,
that,
as
that's
an
gotta
artist,
be crazy. Yeah.
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 To see your work out there as the default that everyone will see across, you know, ATMs even had that stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Point of sales and all that.
Absolutely. Super cool video to kind of get a behind the scenes look at the picture that will live on in infamy.
Live longer than XP itself. So if you need a little taste more, check these out. Our CEO, Satya Nadella, was down in San Francisco again shortly after Build to make a little announcement around data, and I believe what he likes to call ambient data and ambient intelligence.
Absolutely, and some more features coming to the Microsoft Azure platform, one called the Microsoft Azure Intelligent System Service, which really kind of helps us capture data and helps businesses and other companies capture data from all sorts of devices and not just Microsoft devices.
Right, I believe the way it says to support heterogeneous operating systems and data sources. So that's kind of the world we live in. It's very rarely, even here for us, where you have all your data coming from one technology, from one thing. We use things from blob storage to CSVs, all the way up to SQL Server, SQL Azure, tables. You need something to kind of pull it all together.
Yeah.
And this kind of fits in with what we're, everyone's kind of referring to as the Internet of Things.
Yeah, and that's actually where Windows Embedded is gone.
Right.
And some of those things. And so
internally, internally even actually known now as the IoT team.
Correct.
So it's no longer a Windows Embedded specific kind of thing.
Correct. So again, this is about management of those devices, getting data from those devices, and then once you get that data, analyzing that data and getting insight from said data.
It's a very enterprise-y sounding thing, but it enables a lot of cool stuff even on the consumer end. So Internet of Things is a concept that, why is it just limited to my phone, my computer, maybe my TV, like things directly linked up to networks and have full computers?
Yeah.
Small computers like Raspberry Pis or Arduinos, Netduinos, things like that are so small and cheap nowadays that a lot of computer-like features can be built into things. So why should I be able to tell Cortana to an hour before my first meeting in the morning, make me a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
And have my coffee machine on the network listen to that and go through. On the build keynote, I think they had a giant piano that you could debug live. That was all physical stuff, or embedded stuff. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the concept, is this thing should be on the internet. There should be kind of some way to aggregate that data, move data, send data, you know, process it all. And this is kind of our foray into that.
Another interesting announcement that Satya mentioned is around kind of the SQL side and the data side. It is the Analytics Platform System, or APS, and I've seen this referred to as big data in a box.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a great solution, kind of the next evolution of the data platform service that we already have inside of SQL Server, and again, it's going to this level of hey, look, not only can you eventually or theoretically go have Cortana make you a cup of coffee and everything, but how about the data and taking that data from when Cortana makes coffee for other people, and then you can make those business decisions
from the business side, when are people making coffee, and you know, like, what are their trends like, when are new shipments going to need to be put in, and aggregate all that. The APS stuff includes SQL Server and Hadoop.
Yep.
So for those that kind of stuff where you have giant map-reduced chunks of data, that's great. I believe we refer to our offering is HD Insight, our Hadoop Data Insights.
Yes.
You can look for that on Azure as well.
Absolutely. Hey, it's time to look to humanity's future.
in a virtual sense, I am super excited about this announcement. There's a next Civilization game announced, and it is called Beyond Earth. And for all intents, it is a spiritual successor to Alpha Centauri. Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri. Smack, if you will.
Yes. This is fantastic because it goes beyond just, you know, when you actually have Gandhi and you're completely taken over the world
Montezuma
with Gandhi's
own mind.
Right, exactly.
And Catherine and
This goes to the next level when apparently something bad has happened to Earth.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that's not in our future.
No.
And you get sent off to space. So. Civilization, for those of you who do not know, is a long-running, 10, 15 years at least, turn-based strategy game. So think big map, size of the world. You control a civilization. You can kind of control cities and their direction of what kinds of things they're building. You're not micromanaging individual people.
Right.
Even your armies are kind of groups of battalions of armies that go around. But it's based around, I believe they call it the 4X genre of games. Expand, explore, something and something.
And something.
Exploit and expand.
I think you said that. But that's all right. We're not
anyway, the idea being that you can play the game as kind of a diplomatic situation game where you're going and trying to become allies to people. You can play it as just a large, expansive military. Mm-hmm. You can just be a big scientific nation, you know, being more advanced than everyone. You can be just a wealthier country, a more cultured. There's different ways of playing in different cultures, different societies.
Or you can try and take over the world.
Or you, yeah, you try to take over the world, which is what I usually do. Because in Civilization 5, you can make giant death robots, so why wouldn't you?
So in this version of Civilizations, one of the cool things that I found is that typically you will find when you're playing Civilizations with folks is that the kind of levels that you go on are based on a pyramid. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's kind of you start here, you move to this level, and this level, you hit. In the new one, it's more of a web. So it's kind of more, there are other decisions you can make, there are other things you have to deal with. You have to deal with the environment.
Yeah.
I love the picture of the evil worms.
Giant sandworms, doomish sandworms.
Yeah.
Dune-ish sandworms.
Sandworms that, you know, you can either decide to fight and then they become your enemy, or you just let them destroy half of your city.
Like you do. it is a different kind of concept, whereas in Civilization, it's based around several civilizations growing up on the planet and establishing their roots. There's a lot of diplomacy and fighting and borders and stuff like that. This is, you are alone. This is a new society alone on a new planet that's not exactly the right conditions. You're trying to fight to survive. So like you said, it's more around the survival, things like that. So announced for this fall, I don't think there was a hard date on it. I am super excited.
Yeah, the apocalypse have happened. You survived it. Now they're looking for a solution. It's the next version of Civilization.
We spoke earlier about ambient data and how we're trying to make this data more ubiquitous around everywhere, follow you around. So what Bing has just showed off is what they're calling Bing cards.
Yes.
Personalized cards.
Yes.
The idea being, if you've played around with Phone 8.1 and Cortana, you know how you can set up interests. So things like, I want to watch business news, I want to follow this topic, I want to know this sports team scores, my flights, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, that data travels around, and since Cortana is powered by Bing, it can use those cards as well in your Bing interface. So in the blog post that we will link to, there is a link in there that will bring you to your Bing preferences. And the thing you just need to say, get started, and when I click get started, it actually already just pulled up all of my information from my phone, my upcoming flights, all that stuff, put it right in there. And anytime you're signed in on Bing, those same kind of interests and news feeds that you're used to show up on that bottom where the trends also show.
Yeah, so this is fantastic, the fact that I can kind of keep up with my favorite sports teams. I can keep up with maybe a lot of the music and stuff that I get to spend a lot of my time when I'm searching around, and also maybe some interesting technical things that we could potentially talk about.
I kind of mix it up a little bit. I have my technical news, I have my sports news, I have like fun stuff in there.
Yeah.
I like to keep a wide breadth.
I thought it was super cool because you just signed in just right here before we shot the show and saw your flights right to Houston, Texas. So
yeah, actually awesome. That's the first thing that popped up. And I was like, oh, well, I got to be ready for those.
So you can check that out. Personalization just, this type of personalization just started rolling out.
Yeah, so it looks like it's, if you go into preferences, you can force it to turn on now. The link is in the blog. If it doesn't show up for you just automatically, they're rolling it out. So these rollouts usually take a little time to do it section by section. If you do not have access to or don't want to go up to 8.1 preview yet on your phone, it looks like you can play around with your interests and get that set up now so that when you do update your phone, those interests will flow into Cortana.
Hang on, I've got to do this real quick.
So, definitely check it out, personalize your experience on Bing a little more, and get ready for the future.
So something big in my household is on the Xbox 360 right now, and also the PC and half the other devices in the house is Disney's Infinity, which is an awesome game from the folks at Disney and Avalanche, where it's very similar. There's actually two phases to the game. There's one where you get to play through the stories of Monsters Incorporated, Toy Story, those things. The other piece is very Minecraft-esque in the fact that you get to build these worlds and then bring in different characters. So you can have Mike Wazowski driving Minnie Mouse's car.
Yeah, you can merge them all together.
Absolutely.
Universe.
Absolutely. A teaser trailer that just has come out in the last week or so is starting to tease something that is very, very exciting for geeks like me in the comic book world, which is the Avengers and some of those superheroes coming in. And you'll want to watch the video. I won't give any spoilers away. It was just really cool. I saw
was going to give a spoiler away.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a certain item that flies around through the trailer that may be identifiable.
Very identifiable at the end, particularly if you're in this geek space. Now, there are not any formal release dates. This is kind of a teaser from the folks over there at Disney and Avalanche. But this game is super popular, at least in the circles to which my kids run.
I was going to say, if you have kids or if you're interested in Disney games or if you are a Marvel fan of sorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then it's something cool.
And it is kind of addicting, particularly because you get to do the Minecraft things, mm-hmm. but with actual graphics and physics and some of those things versus like I'm playing on my Commodore 64. I've really dated myself now. Yeah, so check out the trailer. We'll link it below.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Ping. This was Ping 205 in the can.
Absolutely. You're going to want to make sure that you give us your comments and your feedback. Hashtag Ping Show.
Hashtag Ping Show on Twitter. Anything you tweet on there, we'll follow you or us and Rick or whoever else is in the Ping family now. we'll tweet back at you. Don't forget to follow us at Mark DeFalco.
At Joey Snow.
Comment, question for this week. We talked a little bit extra about gaming this week. What are you playing? What platform are you on? And what are you interested in what's coming out soon?
Yeah, what's got you sitting there waiting for that midnight release where you get to go camp out and out in front of your favorite game store?
It's been a long time. I just digitally downloaded it on Xbox One.
I know. It's a throwback episode of Pink.
Oh, it was. Thank you, Joey, again, for filling in for Rick. Rick will be back with us next week. We'll have the gang all back together, hopefully like 100% healthy, too. I don't know if people noticed, but in our 200 Spectacular, both Rick and I were both sniffling through half of it.
Yes.
And then after that, we had Rick was sick, and then we had the build show where we were both just drained and exhausted. And our energy was leaving a little low, so we apologize for that. To have us both back and healthy, well, and he's just coming back from climbing the mountains in
Everest, or something. Really, at this point,
we'll
have
find
no
out
idea.
Next week.
We'll find out if Department of Homeland Security lets
him
in.
If Rick made it.
Stay tuned.
In episode 206 next week. Thanks. See you next week.